Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go.
Why would someone love you if, you know, you don't know how to sell yourself? You're selling based out of your value, not just based on your looks or personality, everything, diba? Kasi how deep that they know about you and everything. It's about how you sell yourself. That's why I always say in sales, and it's true in psychology, that your first 5 seconds are very important when you meet a person. Because, you know why? The first impressions last. There can never be a second first impression. Do you believe that? Like when they see you for the first time, diba kaya misa pag hindi kayo nakaayos, parang, ay, nakakahiya, nakita ako na nakaayos. Because it's the first time you meet them, then malalakan niya na wala kang makeup or, you know, naka-boxers ka lang, ganun. Kakaya, di ba? Kaya parang nagtatago ka. But if you're ready and prepared to meet that person, remember, ah, siya yung matipon, ah, siya yung maayos magbihis, malinis siya, ganun, di ba? Your first 5 seconds are very important. Because if you have a very bad first impression, you know how many good impressions you need to make to just possibly change your mind that, you know, you have a good impression with them. You know how many times the psychology says? 8 times. And I don't want to go 8 times trying to prove myself to someone that I'm good, that I'm great. Start pa lang 5 good things for them. If I make 1 bad, it's easy to recover rather than starting off in the wrong foot. Yun yung pinaka-importante sa akin. I always try to make a very good first impression with anyone. That's the most important thing. That's how you should see it. See, I'm putting you in the mindset of someone who is gonna step into the jungle. If you're familiar with the movie Rambo, okay, si Rambo, isa lang yung knife niya, di ba? Isang malaking knife. Parang di palaki ata, you know? You think he would survive the jungle if he had 17-in-1, yung Swiss Army knife. He uses that for everything. It's just one knife. That's a master of one. He man uses one sword only. He's a master of one. Oh, hindi siya yung tipong maraming weapon. Even, can I see Arnold Schwarzenegger with Predator when he started? Just one weapon. Think of it that way. Your words and knowledge with whatever you're selling, always be a weapon. So you always have to sharpen it. Always be learning. Me, I'm always trying to learn. I always think that I'll always be a student of what I'm learning. My interest. Always be a student of my interest. Whatever interests me. Because if you can turn whatever your passion is, whatever you're good at, or your hobby into your livelihood, you're very lucky. Do you believe that? Instead of doing something for someone that you're not happy doing just because you need the money, believe that? If you're happy doing sales because you know the rewards that come with it, doesn't that make you happy? Like not knowing what to expect, but because based on your efforts and how good you perform, dun lumalabas yung, wow, kati kinita ko. You don't know that. But compared to like working, you already know what to expect. Alam mo na darating sa 15th and 30th. And growth comes out when? When you're outside of your comfort zone. When you're doing things uncomfortably. Let's say you all don't know how to play the guitar. Assuming lang, kunwari, first time you do it, ang sakit sa kamay. Have you tried playing a guitar? Sakit sa kamay, di ba? Yung magtipa, di ba? But if you do it every day, repeatedly, for the next 60 days, you might learn a song or two. And you might have mga kalyo and stuff. So that makes you stronger. You know, the best basketball players in the world, you only see the byproduct. You only see the byproduct of them. Like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, when you do their best shot in the game, matutuwa kasi nagagawa nila. But they've done that shot 10,000, maybe 100,000 times. Kobe Bryant was legendary for his work ethic. If someone was doing better than him in practice, he would do even better than that person. If you're doing something, you want to be the best at what you do. Being the best at what you do. Or try, at least. Because if you're just happy being here, then what kind of effort are you putting out? Kaya nga pinatas ko sin yung kamay nyo kanina, diba? Sabi ko, as high as you can. No one made an effort to even stand up. Or even just tiptoe. You just, sige na nga, oh. Bigay ko yung effort ko. Oh, yan na, dadagdagan ko pa. You see, I already see the effort of people based on that. Whenever I do my talks, that's one of the first things I do. I want to see their effort. Because if they're just sitting there because they're paid to sit down there and listen, medyo questionable na yung work ethic mo. And you can improve on that. You have to love what you do. For you to love what you do, you have to see how valuable you are so that it'll be rewarding for you in the end. Do you know the meaning of delayed gratification? What do you know about delayed gratification, anyone? It means you want to postpone your success and sacrifice everything first before you get what you want. You're willing to sacrifice yourself and everything, your time, your money, and your effort, and everything for long term instead of short term. Short term gratification is one of the worst things, and I wish I learned that earlier on in my life. Like when I always thought na kailangan ko na agad makuha to, you know, I want to be making money right away or doing this right away, and then it falls down because it's instant. Nothing good comes out of anything rush. You believe that? If you rush putting up a building and minadali mo, hindi mo pinatuyo yung ano, kokolaps. Every day you're learning something, it builds you up, it builds your mindset and your heart towards it. Kasi you're not afraid to go anywhere because you're equipped. Diba? the weapon of Rambo, that knife, is going to be your survival tool. Like, how well do you know yourself? If you're going to sell yourself based out of three important things, what would that be? Think of it. Think of your value. There's only a few things that will make you unique. Everyone can do sales, but what makes you unique from sales? You offer something, what we call a unique selling point, diba? Your product has a unique selling point compared to others. Because if it's just the same with others, then mahirap ang kaibenta, diba? So you have to sell the uniqueness of your product. You believe also in the power of yes. A small yes. When I ask, okay, I do webinars all the time. And when I do webinars, I have 100, 200 attendees. I get them already to be in there with a small yes. Do you want to learn something for free? If they say yes, they're already there. They're in the webinar. And from there, that's a small yes. You want to turn that small yes to a bigger yes. Until such time that I ask them, do you want me to help you? You cannot help anyone if they don't want you to help them. You believe that? Pag ayaw nila, kahit tulungan mo kahit isang tao na umasenso, kung ayaw nila tulungan sarili nila. Kaya nga, I have a saying that you can't fix anyone. If they're broken, if their system is inside them that's broken, you cannot fix them. Until such time that they recognize their mistakes and you yourself, sila, hingi sila ng tulong sa'yo. You cannot fix anyone. They always remain broken. But you can control yourself and how you think, how you act, how you move, all your thoughts and emotions, that's all you. I believe in the stoic mindset, meaning that control only the things that you can control. Everything else, leave it. Leave it. There's so many things in your control, right? Can you name one thing, for example, in your control? Your daily habits, right? Upon waking up, what's the first thing you do? I'm sure most of you are guilty here. Check your phone. Check their phone. And then check Facebook. And then you see, ay, namatay si ano, my God. Wala na, sira ni araw mo. Namatay si Kobe Bryant. Wala na, umiyak talaga ako nun. Pagagising ko, di ba? Ang sama gising ko, Monday na Monday. Fake news to. Hindi, patay talaga. Di ba? That's why I don't even read the newspaper in the morning. I let people filter that out. Like, okay, yung wife ko, alam niya. Alam mo ba, namatay si ano? Oh, hindi ko alam. Okay. So, they act as a filter. You don't need to be the first to know. Are you a news reporter? Do you need to know all these things? No. Focus on building yourself. Upon waking up, I get up, I do 10 jumping jacks, 10 sit-ups, and 10 squats. And then I proceed to taking a bath. And then reading my book, and then making my coffee, and then a few more activities before I even get to touch my phone. I replace that habit wherein your phone kasi is a black hole eh. When you're in bed, check mo. So yung walang 5 minutes lang, manonood ka lang ng something, and then it turns out you're watching, for example, a news, as mamaya pinapanood mo na ducks or turtles or cute dogs. After 2 hours, you're stuck there. Does that bring you any value? No. So you need to know palang the night before. My day starts the night before. I already list down my top 3 tasks that I want to achieve the next day. Because you need to guide yourself eh. Diba? Kung saka ba ako papatungan bukas? If everything for you is routinary, paulit-ulit, you will not grow. You know, checking your emails, responding to client concerns and everything, that's not growth. Because you're doing routinary things. So you have to challenge yourself into doing different things all the time. Learning something new about yourself, your business, and everything else around it. It has to add value for yourself. Everything has to add value first. If not, then you will not grow. And it's not too late. Regardless of how old you are, you know, the only time that's too late is when you're 6 feet under. And we have a saying that the most expensive place in the world, you know where that is? It's in the mga Manila Memorial Park, mga ganun. Because there's so many ideas there na hindi lumalabas. Kaso di mo na malalaman, mga sikreto sa nakatago yung mga ideas. The 1 billion peso ideas of people never comes out. It's stuck there. You don't want to have regrets. I like talking to old people, senior citizens. You know why? Because they always talk about their life when they were younger. And they also have, most of them will have regrets. Sana kinuha ko yung opportunity to do this and that. But it's too late now because I don't have the energy. Right now, you have the energy to even go here and learn. Everything is about energy, enthusiasm, and expertise. It's all mixed up there. But before you can even get there, dito pa lang starts there. So, I want to share with you, salespeople who close deals are, number one, they're relentless with their goals. They don't stop. They're very relentless in what they're doing. What do you understand with the word relentless? When you say relentless, non-stop ka, walang tigil, di ba? Regardless if binabato ka, ano, tuloy-tuloy ka pa rin. There's a brick wall, I'm going through it, above it, sideways, underneath it. Relentless. You don't stop. You see a roadblock, someone stops you, tuloy ka pa rin. Okay? Number two, they have empathy. They understand what the person they're talking to is going through. What is this person going through? You cannot have a script every time you're talking to someone, I'll treat her the same, I'll treat you the same, her the same. Cannot be. Cannot work. It has to be personalized. So you have to know who you're talking to and what their current mindset is. That's being empathetic. I understand how you feel. Naiintindihan kita. Or you can just always say, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here to listen to you. Before you even start talking, because you don't know what people are going through, because you yourself are going through something. Doesn't mean that it's not showing to them. Showing outside doesn't mean they don't have problems. We all have problems. It's just pagalingan lang kung paano itago. How do we deal with our problems? And another thing, salespeople are very patient. Kaya nga sabi ko, delayed gratification. They're very patient. There's three things. They follow up, they follow through, and they follow back. The three F's, important yun with sales, is that, you know, following up, when you send an email or a text or a call to someone, you follow them up after 3 days. If you're inviting them for conversation, sabihin mo, to get another yes. You're following up to get a bigger yes. Because you already gave the information, you want to follow them up. You want to get them to a bigger yes. The follow through, do what you say you will do. Pag sinabi niyo, sige, send mo sa akin sa email. Send mo agad. Or meet mo ako itong araw sa Tuesday, 2 p.m. Follow through with that. Actually, do that for them. As long as you're doing something for them, you will keep them engaged with you. And follow back, keeping in touch. Doesn't mean na hindi sila, kasi may mga customer na hindi interesado eh. Pero, do you believe that not everyone is sellable? Don't force it. It doesn't mean that mayaman yung tao, sellable yun. Not always. Don't always think that everyone you talk to that has money is sellable. I believe in that thought. Kasi some would argue that you can sell anything to anyone. Like, ice to Eskimo. No. Or, I don't have the mindset of a used car salesman. Napipilitin mong mabenta yung sirang kotse to someone just for the art of the sale, just to make money, that has no integrity in it. That's why it's important that you are a good listener. That's a salesperson that the closest deal is a very good listener. We listen, not so we can respond. We listen because we want to understand. And this is not just in sales. It's in all types of relationships. Sales is about building relationships. And if you can't listen, how can you expect people to talk to you? If, ah, sige, alam po na yung sabi mo. Itinan na kita. Huwag mo nang tuloy. Alam po na yung sabihin mo. Sometimes people, your customers or clients, just someone will listen to them. Listen so that you can understand. Not listen to respond. Diba? Kasi most of the time we listen kasi isipin muna kung yung sasagot mo agad. No. We want to understand them. That's why we have one mouth to talk and then two ears because we listen more rather than talking more.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.